KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's mostly clear and 34 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 52. Winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or give him a call at 712-764-6000. The first day to file nomination papers in advance of the June 2nd primary has come and gone, and by the end of the day Monday, four people had completed their nomination forms to the Cass County Auditor's Office and will have their names appear on the ballot in June. The latest filing was from Leanne Pellet, who seeks election to the Cass County Hospital Board, a nonpartisan position. Earlier, we mentioned that Auditor Dale Sunderman and Sheriff Darby McLaren, both Republicans, filed for re-election. And Russell Joyce, the former CADCO director, filed his papers to run as a Democrat on the Cass County Board of Supervisors in District 5. Frank Waters currently holds that seat on his 12th year on the board, and he will not be running for re-election. The last day to file nomination papers in advance of the June 2nd primary is Wednesday, March 25th. Nomination papers and candidate information are available at the Office of the County Auditor and from the Secretary of State's website. Well, as I mentioned last week, following the Cass County Board of Supervisors meeting, officials with Zion Recovery Services in Atlantic have confirmed a substance use disorder, problem gambling disorder, and prevention provider has purchased a building in Atlantic to relocate services. The building previously was owned by Crossroads of Western Iowa and is located at 2307 South Olive Street. Lori Cooley, director of Zion and Southwest Iowa Mental Health Services, said, "We want to take this opportunity to acknowledge Cass County Health Systems and the Cass County Board of Supervisors for all the support and assistance given to the organizations with the relocating of services." Cooley said the organizations will continue to keep the community, providers, and patients updated on the progress of transitioning substance use treatment and prevention and mental health services to the new site. Relocating, she said, will occur in several phases over the next few months, with the substance use disorder treatment and prevention services having started to provide services yesterday. The second phase will be renovations to the back portion of the building in order to relocate mental health, medication management, and MAT clinic to the new location. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports numerous arrests dating from February 25th through March 2nd. On Monday, 29-year-old Justin Dale Hardesty of Cumberland was arrested on a district court warrant for a probation violation. He was being held on $7,500 bond in the Cass County Jail. On Sunday, 20-year-old Quash Deng Quash of Sioux City was arrested for OWI first offense and interference with official acts. Quash was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on his own recognizance. Last Saturday, Cass County deputies arrested 51-year-old Richard James Linfor of Red Oak on charges of possession of methamphetamine first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was released the following day on $1,000 bond. And 55-year-old Ronnie Larkin of Council Bluffs was arrested Saturday on a warrant for probation violation. Larkin was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held on a $5,000 bond. Last Friday, 41-year-old Justin Alstead of Missouri Valley was arrested in Cass County on a police department warrant for violation of a no-contact order. Alstead was released the following day on bond. On February 26th, 19-year-old Jordan Terrence Frazier of Atlantic was arrested by Cass County deputies on a district court warrant for failure to appear. Frazier was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on bond. And there were three arrests that took place February 25th here in Cass County. 22-year-old Aisha Green of Omaha was arrested on a Pott County warrant for probation violation. She was turned over to Pott County authorities. 22-year-old Carney Lamaya Hall of Highland Park, Michigan, was arrested on the 25th for OWI first offense, and she was later released. 28-year-old Scott Hallie Joseph Downer of Atlantic was arrested on two sheriff's office warrants for driving while barred. Downer was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on a $4,000 bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports also two accidents took place February 23rd. The first happened at around 8:20 p.m. on Main Street in Anita. A 2004 GMC Envoy driven by 38-year-old Samuel Lee Farley of Anita was eastbound on Main Street when it struck a legally parked car owned by Elizabeth Lillard of Wyota. There were no injuries reported. Damage amounted to $8,000. Upon further investigation, the Cass County deputies arrested Farley for driving while barred. He was later transferred to Polk County on an active Polk County warrant. And at around 11:30 p.m. on February 23rd, deputies responded to a report of a vehicle ramming another vehicle on 7th Street in Griswold. Authorities say a 2001 Jeep Grand Cherokee, driven by 38-year-old Max Schlund of La Vista, Nebraska, backed into and struck a 2016 Jeep Cherokee owned by Sean Eliff and occupied by individuals. No injuries were reported. Damage to Slund's vehicle is estimated at $1,500. The other vehicle sustained $3,000 damage. And upon further investigation, Slund was arrested on a charge of assault using a dangerous weapon. He was transported to the Cass County Jail and later released on a $2,000 bond. And a U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said Monday that last Friday, a U.S. District Court judge in Council Bluffs sentenced 46-year-old Jason Eric Linen of Council Bluffs to 97 months or slightly more than 8 years in prison for possession of child pornography. He was also ordered to serve 5 years of supervised release, and $500 in restitution must be paid to each victim who are seeking restitution, and Linen must comply with the sex offender registry requirements upon release. In our funeral announcements, Dorothy Ann Eggers, age 90, of Omaha, died Wednesday at the Parsons House. Funeral services for Dorothy Eggers will be today at 11 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Winona Huffman, age 92, of Audubon, died February 20th. Funeral services for Winona Huffman will be today at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Harold Hoffman Sr., age 83, of Hancock, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial for Harold Hoffman Sr. will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Mildred Stapleton, age 101, of Messina, died February 22nd in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Mildred Stapleton will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Messina with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Lois Blair, age 90, of Boone, died Friday. Graveside services for Lois Blair will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Marlene Hess, age 89, of rural Brayton, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Marlene Hess will be held Thursday at 10 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. David Smith, age 76, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for David T. Smith will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you this hour by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.